She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet, so please let your friends know so they can tune in wherever they are in the world. The show is to try to help people. It's like a community service, but we got to pay for it. Anyway, do not remove your gas cap while the engine is running. Do not remove the gas cap, okay? Because the computer is going to pick up a leak and throw a check engine light and everything be haywire. So it's supposed to be a sealed system. And a lot of you go to the gas station, engine still running, remove the gas cap and fill gas. That is a big no-no. Okay? The sign says, turn engine off. Do not use cell phones. Okay? Read and do what you see. Anyway. Okay, you can give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. If you have a question, announcement, or whatever. Okay, so let me talk a little bit about good old Hawaii. When the roads were all two-way, there was no problems. Everybody moved along fine. Think about this now. When they went to one-way streets, you had more traffic. Why? Because the people who had to go to this corner here had to go all the way down the road and add to traffic instead of getting off on left turn and off the road. Just my thinking. And ever since they've done that, one-way streets, think about this now. All of your lives became one way. My way or no way. Am I right? Give me a call. 808-524-1080. Okay, anyway. When Hawaii was with sugarcane and pineapple, life was good. Economy was real good. When they switched and got rid of pine and sugarcane and went with tourism, which goes up and down, life wasn't so good. Now, fine. Doing tourism. What do tourists come to Hawaii for? Talk to them. They'll tell you. They came with the thinking of old Hawaii. Is Honolulu old Hawaii? No way, Jose. Not with rail, high rises, and the whole nine yards. Where they come from is all high rises, rail, and all kinds of stuff. They pay big money to come to Hawaii to see what they could see at home. Does that make sense? Think, folks. Think. If tourism is our number one and only industry, why are we making Hawaii ugly? Huh? I don't know. I do not understand this. But that's the way politics is. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808 524-1080.
A caller wanted to know if there's a law against using your cell phone at the gas station.
No, there is no law, but there's been several cases where people got severely burned by using cell phones at the gas station. The gas fumes that go around, a lot of you cannot smell it. And the phone lets off some kind of electronic thing that ignites the gasoline fumes. Okay? I myself didn't believe in this stuff until my friends on the mainland told me about it. It depends on the air, wind, and all that. If it's perfect and it's your hard luck, you're going to be up in flames. Okay? So do not use the cell phone at the gas pumps. But who listens? I see so many people using the phone. One guy said, "Oh no, I'm not using the phone. I'm texting." Huh? Texting is not using the phone? Okay? So, anyway, it's your life, folks. You want to use the cell phone at the pumps, go right ahead. As long as I'm not in the vicinity, I don't want to get burned or exploded. Okay? So, anyway, that's it. Do not use the cell phone at the gas pump.
Well, at the gas pumps, they have the sign or
a
warning about using cell phone and...
Yes, they have that.
Turning off your engine and what else? No smoking.
I wonder how many people read and how many people understand or obey what they're reading today. 99% don't. Only time people read is after the tragedy at the funeral. At the funeral, people read. Oh, that's why he died or she died. You know, why? That's the big question. Why? People buy things to put on the car. They don't read the instructions. They put it on. It doesn't work. Then they take out the instructions and start reading. I don't know about these people today. I know, common sense passed away in the 60s. I know, I went to his funeral. Okay, so, give me a call if you have any questions, announcements, or whatever. Oh, and the Kauai Car Show was fantastic. You didn't get there, you missed out. It was fabulous. I did not believe, and could not believe, Kauai had that many beautiful cars. Wanda, did you believe? You know that?
Kind of, I guess.
It's surprising. I guess they don't have anything else to do other than make nice cars.
And they have... most people in Kauai have... or live in houses and not in apartments.
Mm-hmm.
So they have places to keep their nice cars.
That's right. That's right. Like Harvey Maeda. Harvey has 8 beautiful classic cars. Beautiful. Beautiful. And the management at Kukui Grove was awesome. Awesome. What is her name? You remember? I don't know. Anyway, she was awesome. And I put her on the air. I think most of you heard her. And after the show, she came up and said that's the first time she talked on the radio. So she was happy to have to be broken in. But yes, the car show was fantastic. And Kukui Grove gave away some awesome lucky number prizes. Yeah, when you bring in the food for the food bank, they give you a lucky number. So you get a chance to win something. Anyway, it was fantastic. The win was something else. The feedback was something else. But the next time, the guy doing the PA system told me that he has a microphone that doesn't have feedback and doesn't have windy noise. Well, hello. Didn't he know we're doing the radio show from Kukui Grove parking lot? And let me tell you, folks, there were so many cars. I was trying to walk and look at every car. Big mistake. Big mistake. Next time, I'll get a table with a tent, sit in there, and broadcast from there. I'm not walking around that car show again. Too far. In the hot sun? Uh-uh. No. I got roasted. So anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay. Shell gas is still your best gas. We tested it. It's 89. The 92 is 89. The higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. But most of all, the better your engine runs and the better your transmission likes it. Okay? Using substandard fuel, the computer slips the transmission. And it's not going to last. Very expensive. Okay? So, use the Shell 92. Shell 92 is the only one that is 92. There's no other. All the rest are way below that. So, and we have people that I met in Kauai at the car show that were from Idaho, and they had ethanol refinery that they own in Idaho. So we had a long, nice talk about ethanol. Ethanol is the best fuel for the world because you take nothing from the ground. It's made from sugarcane, corn, any green stuff, cuttings. Okay? And you're taking nothing from the ground, right? It's like eating vegetables. But taking oil out of the ground, no. And there's a new fuel coming out now that can make fuel from sand. That's a no-no. You only have so much sand around. Oh, somebody said Saudi Arabia. Lots of sand. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, so anyway. Tinting your windows is highly recommended. Not dark, black, just tinted. Legal shade of tint to cut out the UV rays. Cutting out the UV rays will save your upholstery, okay? And also save your left arm from the sun rays. Okay? So, tint it. The place that we recommend is ProTint. ProTint is in Kapalama and very reasonable. Okay? So, I will do it. Now, on the trucks and vans, the windows back of the driver window can be dark. Only the front two windows, the driver and passenger, cannot be dark. It has to be a legal tint. Okay? Only those two. The back, it can be dark as dark. A lot of people say, no, that's not. But it is, because you can buy a van that has no windows. Okay? Same thing. Window or no window. Okay. Anyway, we gave away the gas cards at the Kauai Car Show, and the people really appreciated it, really did. So I'd like to thank Shell for donating that and being really nice. Every time we have a car show, we ask, and they're more than willing to donate the gas cards. It's a big time.
I think so. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4444. 47. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my
boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob. I tell you, the gas station story just reminded me of how many times I've been in the gas station. And you're right, people ignore everything. I've seen people on the cell phone. I've seen people in the car with the cell phone. I've seen people smoking while they're pumping gas. I've seen people smoking in the car while people are pumping gas, like the fumes don't go in the car. You know, they have the window down.
Yep.
Engine running, engine off, I can't even tell you. And you just reminded me about, you're right, you go in the gas station, you're looking around going, wait a minute. If you set the gas station on fire, what happens to me?
Oh, you'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to run. That's what's going to happen.
Bob, I don't think you got a chance to run.
Oh, no. And, you know, and you're right. It's always the perfect circumstances that you have a fire, like in your kitchen.
Yep.
And people just ignore stuff because they go, oh, I always did that. I always did that. And one day there's no wind, like you say. It's just the perfect humidity. The phone rings. that little vibrating motor lets out a little spark, and you're up in flames. And you know what everybody does after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They try to sue somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They call it, oh, I'm going to sue the gas station. I'm going to sue the gas company. I'm going to sue the cell phone company. But, you know, it's just the nature of people, George. I go back to, it's illegal to talk on the phone. I can't drive down the road without seeing half the people talking on the cell phones, holding it in their hands. It's like, I'm going, what? I don't get it. It's like, why do they pass a law that they don't enforce and, you know, just people just run rampant? It's, I don't know. This is the part that frustrates me, like you. It's like, oh, what could I do? And you talk to people and they get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if you see somebody smoking at the pump and you go over, you say, oh, excuse me, why are you talking to me? Why are you bothering me? It's my business. I'll do what I want. You're like, excuse me, I'm 10 feet from you? Okay. See, I'm getting myself all worked up. So anyway, you're right, George. You shouldn't be walking around in the sun. I was laughing at that, too. So how many cars do you think were there?
I would say at least 300.
300?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a lot of cars, George.
I know.
You should have got one of those things you stand on, the Segway. That's what we'll get you. You can zoom around in the cars with a little umbrella. Well, anyway, we're glad you made it back safely, and as always, I'm going to go down to gas station here and harass people after the show. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Well, there you got it. Take a look, folks. Pay attention. When you go to fill gas, pay attention. Okay? And what? You should turn the pump off on the first click, right?
Why, what happens if you don't?
If you don't and you go some more, you put more fuel in the tank where the level, when it gets hot, will rise and go into your vapor recovery system on everybody's car. Every car today has what is called a vapor recovery system. And gasoline going into that system damages it. Well, if you want to do it, it's fine. It's about $1,200 to replace it. Okay? That's on the average. Some cars are way more expensive. Some cars are a little cheaper. I think the most expensive I've seen was $700. So, up to you. Take care of your car. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, at this time, Wanda, I think the people should know. I know it's hard for me to announce it and say, but I think the people need to know that after 51 years, Nita's Auto Repair will be closing its doors next Thursday. After 51 years, we're closing down. It's a long story, and not because of business slow or anything like that. It was because we're thinking about the people. And like the old saying for Hawaii goes, no make noise, you're going to get in trouble. Okay? You try to do good for the people, like what we do with this radio show. Try to do good for the people, like what we do with this radio show. But then, you get into trouble. You get into trouble exposing what is right and what should be so people don't die from bad things like asbestos and lead. But anyway, if you want to know the story, you can call me at the shop and I'll explain it to you. It's very sad, folks, because my brother and I started this company, Nita's Auto Repair, 51 years ago. But in 02, my good brother passed away from asbestos. So I know what it is to lose somebody that you love a lot. Okay? And I'm kind of attached to the business because of that. So, anyway, meet us on a repair. We'll close next Thursday. And if you want to know the facts and the story, give me a call. Okay. Anyway, if you have a question about your car or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. A lot of you have problems trying to start the car when it's hot. You turn the key on and you crank it and it cranks, but it doesn't run. Okay? A lot of it is due to fuel injectors with the fuel that you're running. Okay? If this happens where you crank and it doesn't start, push the gas pedal down to the floor and leave it there and crank it. It should start. Okay? On the Mazdas, it's a little different. Remember a while back they had a recall on the ignition switches? Well, this is why. Okay? So if you're having a problem with that, it could be also the ignition switch. Either one. But you need to have it tested. Another case came up where a customer came in and said that she had to replace her battery on her car, and the service station told her she had to change the alternator and belts because the alternator wasn't charging. So she brought it in and I tested the alternator. Now get this, folks, the alternator was perfect. It was run charging above average. It was a good alternator. So you have to be careful when companies tell you this, that you need to do this or that. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. If you bought a new car, highly recommend it to put the electronic rust-proofing device onto the vehicle. New cars today rust on the bottom, okay, on the floor, and the frame and other stuff underneath the car. Not on top, it's underneath.
And back in the days, was it the underneath you never used to rust?
No, because it was painted.
And nowadays?
They don't paint it. They're finding ways to save money.
I guess you don't look underneath and you don't see it, so you don't know.
That's right. So, but anyway, people, don't pay attention. And in Kauai, we did a test. With this lady. We look in the mirror, see how they look. Right, Wanda?
Yes.
Because, why?
See if you look okay in that clothes or...
Makes you look fat?
No.
Anyway, We talked about it, and you know, I should have done it on the show when I was in Kauai about that. So the lady said, okay. She asked all the car owners as she went down the road if it'd be all right if she sat in her car, in their car. And they said, okay. Kauai people, nice. Go ahead. And her husband would take the picture of her, and she'd get out, and he'd look on the phone. I don't look so good. He'd go to the next car, sit in the car, he takes a picture of her. No, makes me look a little bit heavy. So, get out and go to the next car. Just like clothes. Then she came across a car that she looks perfect. She then wanted that car. Badly. It wasn't for sale. So, you have to, ladies, you have, before you buy a car, get in and look in the mirror, or have your boyfriend, husband, whatever, take a picture with your phone and see how you look. Now I'm going to hear it from the salespeople. Why you tell them that for? Now we got to go through all these humbugs. You're going to try every car.
There's nothing that makes your wife or girlfriend look heavier than an expensive car.
True.
I didn't say it. A nice affordable car is very slimming.
I didn't say that.
You know what they say, happy wife, happy life. I'm sure it's like same for a girlfriend.
But you know, folks, a lot of people, I know this is out of not an automotive field, but anyway, a lot of people today, a lot, and you see it all over, are not married. Okay, and it's a big difference when you go into a meeting or a party. If I say this is my girlfriend, it don't mean nothing. Hey, you go into a party, this is my wife. Now it means something. It means something. So, champ, if you're listening, get married. Anyway, he got upset when I said that. He got upset. His girlfriend gave him the eye and looked at him like, yeah. Anyway, we can go on with more on that stuff, but we'll get more with Hawaiian Automotive 101. Anyway.
Hello, Automotive 101.
There's a lot of things you need to do when you buy a new car, okay? And the most important thing is the build date. When was the car built? Just like your tires. When you buy tires, look at the build date. Okay? 1 or 2 years on the build date for a tire is fine. It's about normal. Okay? So if you get one that is a few months, oh, that's a big plus. But when you buy a new car, you know, the build date is very important. Because the car is sitting out in the rain all the time until you got it. Okay? So, and never forget to rust-proof it with the electronic rust-proofing device. Now that we're closing down, you're going to have to call Harvey Maeda and have it sent to you. Harvey's cell number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? Harvey also sells that good raw purple oil, the HPS, and he also sells ethanol. Okay? So, it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884 243-884-2884 or Dennis 223-9367. 223-9367 or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it? Can you post on your website the reason why you're shutting down the station?
Yes, we'll do that.
And then you're still keeping the talk show?
I'm going to try real hard to keep it going because it's going to
be hard. And then number three was... the ethanol, if you can still market that thing.
Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
You know,
alrighty.
This whole thing, the whole thing about the number one, the radio show is actually just a community service to try to help people take care of their cars. And number two, the ethanol is a no-brainer. It will bring up the economy for Hawaii tremendously by creating 1,000 or more jobs per island. Per island. Which we need. And it's not polluting. It's green. It's a no-brainer. There's a big federal mandate that whoever makes and retails ethanol, all federal and post office, is mandated to buy it. Over 70 million gallons a year. So it's a no-brainer as far as, you know, good for sales. But I don't know. I've been banging my head against the wall too long. But yes, I'll put the story on the website. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Aloha. Okay, so, you know, I was hoping it never came to this. But it came to this because I was trying to stand up for you, the people of Hawaii. Okay? And like I did in 94, when I tried to run for governor to change things in Hawaii. When you love Hawaii, you do things. And do things that get you in trouble. I know the oil companies are celebrating that we're out, and they're going to celebrate and throw a big party if we get off the air. They love it. Well, that's not how it should be. Hawaii is a special place where people help each other. The tourists that I met from Idaho in Kauai last Saturday, I asked them, I always ask people, how do you like it in Hawaii? And they said they love Kauai a lot more than Oahu. They were very disappointed what they saw in Oahu. So, you know, folks, I'm just telling you what tourists say. They're the ones that come here and pay the bills. Why would they want to come back to Oahu again? Okay? So, I hope some politicians are listening and learn something. Okay? Yeah, you have a traffic problem. You have this, you have that. But you gotta remember, your main industry is tourism. You cannot make the place ugly. They come to Hawaii expecting to see grass shacks, hula girls, and the old Hawaii. Honest. So when I talk with them, I tell them, hey, you ever been to Molokai? No, they never heard of it. Well, go to Molokai. That is old Hawaii. Oh, they're all happy. So what's that telling you, folks? You're killing your number one industry by making it ugly. Common sense. But does anybody in politics have common sense? I don't think so. I really don't think so. But anyway, so much for that. So, as far as the traffic problem, yes, there's traffic. As far as the potholes on the road, Oahu has so much, it's unbelievable. Kauai, I'm honestly telling you, I never saw one pothole. Honest. The roads are fantastic. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. The tourists loved Kauai, though. They really loved Kauai. They said the people there are really different from Oahu. I gotta say, they have a point. It's different. You go in a restaurant, go in a hotel, every place. You know? It's different. Right, Wanda? Wanda's from there. Well?
It is. It's different.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can stand it here.
Well, it's different here, too.
Mm-hmm. You're like a fish out of water. So. But anyway, they have a racetrack. Maui has a racetrack. And Big Island has a racetrack. Oahu? No. No racetrack. So. I don't know. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And we need to drop that Nita's Auto Repair commercial because we're closing Nita's after 51 years. It's closing down. But no cause of ours is something that we couldn't control. We'll put it up on the web explaining why we got closed down. And it's all about saving Hawaii and trying to do the right thing. Okay? So, anyway, the ethanol will also, I'm going to try to keep it going because a lot of people love it. And you know I will try to keep it going. Okay? So, anyway, if you haven't tried ethanol, that's good, because now you're not hooked to it. But if you've tried it, you're hooked. Okay? So, anyway, call your politicians and tell them get rid of safety check. I keep telling you this. Please help and do it. And do it now. Get rid of safety check. Because they're putting on things that is not in the safety check rules to fail you from passing safety check. And when they do that, then you have no choice but to be at their mercy. It's not bad if that problem they're saying is real. Okay? One lady was told her alternator is not charging. So she has to change the alternator to pass safety check. That's not in safety check. And when she brought the car in, there was absolutely nothing wrong with the alternator. Okay? So, I don't know. I can talk, but nobody listened, then it'll continue. Okay, take advantage, folks, while it's still there.
Okay, we have Tony from Kapolei.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Just got a question. Can you recommend a shop that can install a front windshield?
Oh. Did you crack your windshield?
Yeah, I kind of cracked it.
Kind of cracked it, eh?
Yeah, I was restoring a car, and I stood the glass up on the...
Oh, no.
And the wind knocked it over and cracked and gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's Kaka'ako glass.
Kaka'ako glass. Okay, got it.
595-8180.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Okay. One other thing, a convertible top.
Okay.
Can you recommend somebody for that too?
You tore the convertible top?
No, I just want to replace it.
Oh, you just want to replace it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Convertible top. It's Ricky's Custom Upholstery.
Ricky's. Okay.
3-4-8-1-3.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's pretty much it, George.
All right.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Don. Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don. Hello. Hello? Don?
Hello, George.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got. I was reading the newspaper. AP press about this young actor from Star Trek. He had a Jeep Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
And I guess there was a recall about the gear shift, but a lot of people put it in the wrong gear, and then it rolled back and it killed him. It ran over him, smashed him, and whatnot. He died instantly, I guess. You heard anything about that, about the gear shift?
Not in detail, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was some kind of recall for the 2014-2015
version 482884 or Dennis 223-9367 223-9367 or just go to enviroclean.net spelled enviroclean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's
808-485-7319. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call. 808-524-1080.
Sure.
We're running out of time, so hurry up and call if you're going to call. Okay, who's next on the phone?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George. How you doing? You know, I just got home, so I kind of missed the whole program, so I don't know what is going on. I just caught a little bit here and there. Not knowing what you were talking about, but I heard the part you said, Hawaii doesn't have potholes. How come? How come Kauai doesn't have potholes?
Well, Kauai, Maui, and Big Island, there's no potholes like Oahu.
How come?
It's the politician.
We got the most craziest, maybe evil, corrupt mayor over here.
I don't know.
Anyway, but hey, I could tell I was listening last week, and I came home late again. I'm not on my doing. I'm not in control because I don't have a car, so I got to depend on somebody. But I heard you on the radio enjoying yourself at the car show.
Oh, boy. That was...
Was it? Huh?
That was hard work.
Hard work. Well, anyway, again, I don't know what really going on. Are you going to be on air next week?
I'm trying to stay on the air, but as of Thursday, Nita's Auto Repair will close down after 51 years.
Wow.
After 51 years.
Everybody, listen up. Can I help George get a new shop?
So.
Anyway, but this one available, you plan to open up again?
Well, yeah. We will put the story on why we're closing on the internet.
Okay, I'll check that out. Yeah, I'll check
it'll
that
be
out.
On my website.
Okay, but you know, I talked to Eileen yesterday, and I told her we need the ethanol deal. It has to happen. It's very important. So you guys gotta.
Bruce, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Yes, well, because
don't give up. But
it's just like when I ran for governor.
I know.
Nobody listened.
The people, it's politics and it's corruption and it's. The big business corporations. It's a big battle. Ours is like David and Goliath. So, but, yeah, well, I hope something happens, comes out. Don't give up. Something's coming. Better days are coming. But with that said, I just wanted to say, anybody interested in drag racing today at 6 p.m. on Fox Sports 1 is going to have qualifying and tomorrow, live Sunday, it's going to be real early, like 5 o'clock in the morning, so I got to get up early. So anybody wants to watch today at 6 p.m. and tomorrow at 5 a.m. live. Anyway, hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks,
okay,
Bruce.
George, you take care, man.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway, we try to do the right things for Hawaii. And the products we recommend and the sponsors that come on the show is good products like Billy Cressman from Cresta Cleaning Center. He's a very good man. He has the Royal Purple Oil, the Degreaser 2000, and all that good stuff. Anyway, like I said, we're going to still try to be on the air. Okay? Okay, I think it's time to go off the air. So anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in. And remember, folks, take care of each other. Let's change that thing and make Oahu just as friendly as the other islands. Okay? Don't drink and drive. Until next week, we'll see you all next week. Aloha.